Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 96. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Gentlemen, what's going on?
Oh, my gosh. So much exciting stuff.
I'm a little cold.
Why are you cold, Nate?
I'm outside.
Why are you outside?
Because we're at the Indiana State Sanatorium.
Sitting outside.
Wait, what?
This is awesome.
I'm in the studio. Where are you guys?
Sean, can you hear us?
Hello.
Sean's like, I'm really
we
warm.
We lost him.
Yeah.
I'm getting the icicles on my nostrils too, though. So I get what you're feeling.
It's gonna be like Dumb and Dumber.
I feel what you're getting. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Exactly right.
We are at the Indiana State Sanatorium. This is wild. Recording outside.
That's right.
The Indiana State Sanatorium.
Outside, live.
But you know what? It could be worse. I can always dress for cold, but at least it's not raining. That would be miserable.
It's supposed to.
Yeah.
That's what.
No,
it was.
I didn't see.
A week ago. I know. Don't say that.
A week ago. We're living in the present, buddy. We don't live in the past. Okay.
That's a good.
Stick with what we got.
Okay.
You're right. That's right.
Yeah, we're doing good. We're recording. We got Amanda, our ace here. You want to say hi?
Hi, Amanda.
She's.
We're gonna make her.
Hello.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you very
much. Man, she's an official podcaster.
She is our ace. Now, what does ace stand for again?
She's a contributor. Administrative coordinator extraordinaire.
I love that.
Ace.
I want to be somebody's ace, but I probably could. I couldn't
emphasis
live up to
on
that.
The extraordinary part.
Oh boy. Now she's, funny how she bounces right back to the microphone.
Her hat size
Give
has
her
got
a mic. Now it won't stop.
Yeah. Her hat size got three sizes bigger, right?
Shoot, the fourth mic doesn't work all of a sudden. we are having fun. We're out here. Man, this is really wild stuff. And we've had already a good amount of people come by. And
we need to thank the Indiana State Sanatorium for being so gracious to allow us to do this. Greg, who is one of the proprietors here, he was very. We just got to introduce ourselves to him and say hi to him. And so thank you to them for allowing us to do this.
They have been very, very accommodating. And we're right up here at the front check-in building, if you want to call it that, front office. And can't beat it, man. We're Amanda's taking
She's taking pictures. I'm giving cheesy grins.
So let's get right to it, shall we?
Yes.
Sean, you want to give the creepies a little foundation of what we're going to talk about?
Well, we are going to talk about the D. Mellow House in India. It makes me think of Mellow Yellow. I'm just going to put that out there right now.
The Mellow
Yellow. Mellow Yellow.
They call him the Mellow Yellow.
Oh, gosh.
Quite right. All right. So this
Nate, cut his mic.
Okay.
Sorry, the wind.
It's not that hard to do right now, right? This is from an article. It's called Goa My Goa, but it looks like Go Amy Goa, but it's the area that this is from in Goa. So this is Goa My Goa, a quick and handy travel guide.
Okay.
So the haunted house, D. Mellow House, the ghost ridden house. It's not very uncommon to quarrel with one's own brother for the dispute on ancestral property. The story of the scariest haunted house in Goa stated similarly. Located in Santa Mole in South Goa, the D. Mellow House is one of the most infamous haunted houses in Goa. This haunted house has a past associated with it. And I'm going to stop there so I don't give too much information.
You can either come or go.
I knew those jokes were coming. And going.
I can't.
On your own accord.
Yeah.
Go your own way.
Yeah, so this D. Mellow House, I came across this, I don't know, 2 months, 3 months ago. So I've been holding on to it. And
you're saying this is your pick?
It's time to let. Oh!
Yeah, you didn't.
It's time to let go.
You didn't give me.
Well, so when I stopped there.
I specifically see my name in parentheses.
My next thing to say was this is not Nate's choice. It's not Sean's choice. It is Todd's choice.
Thank you. Thank you very
Sorry.
Much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Better late than never.
That's okay. You're thrown off because we're outside.
I'm thrown off because I'm Sean.
All that fresh air is going to his
You
head.
Said it. So I came across this actually a lot of times when you're looking at other stories. And
That's
then,
right.
The Mellow House. I'm like, this looks and sounds interesting. So I've seen a couple videos, and people definitely go there to check this place out. It is creepy as you know what.
Yeah.
A tragic history in background of the D. Mellow House. The D. Mellow brothers built that. Yeah, and it's in India. So I thought, hey, it'd be a good mini.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not enough for a full. But And again, I don't know. I was like, South Goa. I have no idea.
I didn't know there was such a place.
I didn't either.
It's right under North Goa.
Situated by West and East Goa.
All right. You know what, Sean? Cut his mic. Yeah. So it says. Yeah. So a little more background. And I think I got the same story that you're, or the site. Mm-hmm. So coming off of that, says, firstly, it is said that the house is haunted by the spirits of the DeMello brothers. In short, they always used to fight with each other over the right to their ancestral property. Now, you know, brothers, sisters, brothers and sisters. Don't they always fight, right?
I've never fought with my brother or sister. No, I never did either.
Fought my two brothers and my sister. I'm the baby, too, so, you know, they always picked on me. And so
I believe that.
I took a lot of abuse. No.
So there's no fighting. You just got picked on.
Yeah.
You're taller than
one time I
though,
kicked
right?
my oldest brother, though. My Elijah loves this story. I was probably seven or eight, uh-huh. and my oldest brother is 12 years older than me. And my mom and dad left to run an errand or something, and so we had a basketball court in our backyard, and he and I were playing. Well, I got mad, and he was picking on me and this and that, and so I kicked him where it counts. And put him down pretty good. And he said, "I'm going to kill you. I'm going to get you."
So you're getting into the story then, right?
Like as fast and as far as I could. Wait till you. Yeah.
I was afraid there was going to end in murder. That's what
That's pretty much the only physical violence I did to my brother.
So that was your first experience of running away from home.
Exactly. Unfortunately, I come back.
To run away from someone.
And me and my dad's like, "What did you do?" Like,
are you taller than your brothers?
Yeah.
You are, so you're tall.
And my
yeah.
brother, Steve's about six, that's what I thought. 6 feet. Jeff's 5'11". My dad was 5'10". Now, my sister's 5 feet. She's just a little thing.
Oh.
But we always said, you didn't get the height, but you got the looks and the straight white teeth. And
there you go.
She's pretty. So anyway, yeah, so it says, it seems that one night the fight escalated to a level wherein one of the brothers killed the other one. Not good. See, I just kicked my brother. After a few days, the second brother died, too. Since then, the passers-by and the people who live nearby claim to hear strange sounds. And for instance, blood-curdling and screams from the DeMello house. Yeah. It didn't sound like they had a good relationship, I don't think.
No. They have a bedroom up there, too, when I saw with some of the videos. It shows where their bedroom was at and, like, where the bedposts are at.
Yep.
And there's this, I think up there, there's a sealed-in door that they're not exactly sure why it was sealed and what was going on with that. It's those, if you haven't seen it before, which I hadn't, it is so creepy just to see. And it was
the
daytime.
Grounds are creepy.
I haven't seen it at night. They said you have to be super careful
right.
at night because it's dangerous, actually. But yeah. It's creepy just in the daytime, so I can't imagine at night.
And like I said, I watched about two or three videos, and there was this, they're just two buddies, and they love the creepy stuff. And so they went just by themselves, and they were like everything's just scary about it and creepy, you know, not just the story, but like looking out the window, they're like, well, look at the trees or look at the
just
ground.
Just how weird
like,
they are.
It's just everything. It's not just like inside the house. It's everything around the house gives you this vibe of something's not right.
Well, one of the things.
But the reactions were great, though. It was so funny. You know, they're just getting spooked by everything.
Yeah.
The trees have thorns on them. A lot of them do. And they said at night you have to be very careful because you'll run into those the thorns. And then the trees, the way that it's like the trees are encompassing the house as well. And there's a well. Did you see that well?
Yep.
And then there's a tree. The roots are growing down into the well. Mm-hmm. And it is. It's almost like it's one solid, you know, nature and this mansion are all one. And it's really strange.
Yeah. It's, you know, and you know, the joke is like when a parent dies, you know, or a family, you know, then, you know, the siblings, they all argue like, you know, what's going to happen? What do I get? You know, it's all that. And it's like these two. They just took each other out. Well, one died. Yeah. You know, the murder. It's a sad. Yeah. And this is, I think, our first story that we've done, like, in India. I mean,
yeah. No, we've not done
first
one in India.
First one I can recall.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see at certain times things get thrown and windows break.
Yes.
Yeah. Out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's good. That's what you want, Nate.
Yeah. That's
angry ghosts.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
I would imagine people probably go
just
there.
Just walking by and random window.
It's probably
shatters.
Something that people do, too, is that they probably go by just, I mean, there's definitely graffiti in there, and there's, you know, people probably break out windows if there's much left.
There is
you
a
know,
lot, right.
You know, just for vandalism.
Yeah, and it says, therefore, there is a reason nobody goes near it or anyone near, let's see, what? I can't read. There is a reason nobody goes near it or anyone ready to buy the house. It says the family members, too, could not come to a conclusion about the division of the estate. Again, arguing about, you know, who's getting what. It is said it's built with a typical Portuguese touch. It has a large number of wide windows present with different carvings and nostalgic designs. So it's it's dilapidated, obviously, and in crappy condition, but I wanted, yeah. to when it was built.
I was thinking that too.
I'm sure it's a pretty nice looking place.
I'm looking, at the front of it.
Did you find any pictures of what it looked like before? Because I couldn't find, that's what I wanted to see.
I couldn't either.
I couldn't find them.
All I see is just the what it looks like now, the grounds, the inside, but nothing of like, oh, wow.
Because a lot of places you can find at least some old black and whites of what things look like and how pristine it was. Because I bet this place was beautiful.
Yeah.
It said the house consisted of many rare, unique fixtures, such as a spiral staircase made mm-hmm. of metal, which adds to the aesthetic beauty. There are different artifacts, such as spiral staircase made of metal. Oh, my gosh, it's like doubled. It says it twice. I'm like, wait a minute, that's what I just said. But there, the people, one of the videos I watched, the people actually made it up that staircase, but the staircase looks like it's barely hanging there, so I don't know how they made it up there.
Yeah, it says the roofs are all made of wood and everything and starting to cave in. And
I thought I was having a stroke, but it really is written twice. Huh? I said, I thought I was having a stroke, but it really is, that sentence is written twice. I was like,
oh, is it?
It really is written twice. I started reading it again. I was like, nope.
So, yeah, I mean, that staircase has to be fastened somewhere up top, so yeah, if it's all fallen, rotting and falling in,
they would have had to like climb it like a ladder almost is the way that it looked.
Yeah, good luck. I guess if you're maybe a rock climber would do it, it says many paranormal occurrences, like strange noises like falling of an object, loud crying and outbursts. That's always good. Unusual, like Nate, you said, unusual breaking of window glasses and evil screaming at midnight are also heard by the locals from
At midnight, don't you?
Ice cream, you scream?
We all scream for ice cream. I don't really scream at midnight. I do like 1 in the morning.
Oh, okay.
I just wait another hour. But yeah, and so it says, and it's heard by the locals from this supposed possessed house. Now, that's an interesting, they say possessed.
I wonder if the locals set their watches to it. Okay. It's midnight.
It must be midnight.
Oh, that's 2 minutes off.
I get a very Rolling Stones vibe, though. Yeah, just about midnight. No, I won't go on with that song, but it's the Brown Sugar
song. I am a Stones guy.
I am too, but that's what it makes me think of. So got that. Besides the Mellow Yellow vibe, I'm getting the Stones vibe now. So.
Right.
I won't sing that song.
It says if you're an explorer of haunted places, then the DeMello House will give you the best satisfaction. One of the most fascinating things. Other than the windows, of course, they were all shattered. We talked about a lot of the stairs are broken. There are several sentences and quotes are written on the walls of the house. It just talks about, like you had said, the thorny trees that grow outside, and just everything is
another creep factor
everywhere, and it's just so run down. And it says it just gets so just so bad every year. It just
dilapidated more.
It's gonna cave in soon on its own.
I don't think we've said anything about the other brother that passed away.
No,
a couple days later or whatever, he committed suicide because he couldn't bear murdering his sibling.
It got to him a little
so,
bit.
So that's understandable. But yeah, that's how his demise was. It wasn't like he murdered his brother and then ghost killed him or something. He committed suicide.
Yeah. And that's that right there is a lot of, between the murder and the suicide.
That's a lot of energy right there.
It really is.
Bad energy.
The one brother that got killed, they think that his body's buried somewhere in the backyard of the property too. Did you guys see that? Neighbors were given to understand that the brother had taken his part of the share and moved out.
Oh, okay.
Just moved out of the house, then apparently committed suicide.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you wonder if the brother's spirit is like, oh, no, not so fast.
That ain't gonna happen. Right.
Now, after the death of the two brothers, the relatives tried to take possession of the property. However, the entire family died in a tragic car accident.
Oh, wow.
It's cursed, so layer that on top of everything else.
Yeah.
You got a curse.
Something's up. I wonder what the... Because I'm wondering if the ground, like the area that the house was built on had something going on with it, and that's kind of spelled doom for the family.
Yeah.
Or they've just been a little bit of wackadoos. I don't know.
And that's why it says, the other family members are not interested in taking possession. No kidding. As they say, the property is cursed.
We're out. We're good.
Meanwhile, the shrieks, falling of loud objects, goosebumps on the body, and the atmosphere around the place, in fact, has just made people understand that the spirits do actually exist.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but yeah, it's...
I think there could have been something there way before the house was built.
Was it
built it on
Did the brothers build?
No, I'm not going to say Indian burial ground.
Did the brothers? Yeah, right. Well, Indian burial ground. I saw what you did there. Did the brothers build it, or did the was it in the family?
I wasn't. The brothers built it.
I couldn't remember, so that's why I'm asking. Yeah. So yeah, that's. But it, and then it was supposed to be, like, obviously, you know, kept in the family, but nobody wants it. I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Either. Yeah, everybody stays away from it. Maybe 100-foot pole. It is cursed.
Yeah. What a sad tragedy. I mean, yeah. It's, you know, let's see, put that on the list, Sean.
I was going to cautiously put this on the list. Number one, it's a ways away.
It's not like driving here to the sanatorium. It's not an hour away, I would definitely check it out.
I would like that.
I think you'd have to be more careful of just the physical condition.
Yeah.
Falling
through a floor.
Yeah, right.
Getting impaled by a tree.
Windows coming at you, instead of just.
So you don't want to die.
I don't want to die.
Yeah, that's fair.
Would
you don't want to fall into the well.
Mm-hmm. Correct. I don't want to get stuck with thorns.
Although, if you did fall in the well, as you're going down, you can always make a wish.
I hadn't come here and checked this house out. How about that? No, like I said, it does get, people check it out and do
definitely
what they want to do. But it's like, but the two I watched, I don't know if they were funny. They were, they were legitimately checking it out, and they knew the history and story, but it was just, they had a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything was freaking them out. And even the trees and just the whole area. It was just funny. They were pretty good.
Go check out videos. Go check out pictures, because we'll post a few of them on Facebook too for today. But it's creepy. I've got some where they're, whether people just, actually captured or not, but it looks like spirits in this place and like spirits in the windows when they take the pictures.
Well, and I think the culture in India, I mean, I'm not an expert, obviously, but I think.
What?
An expert. I'm not an expert in anything.
What?
Yeah. I can see, I'm not surprised that the family and everybody's just staying away from it. They don't want to play that.
I know there are several beliefs in different cultures, and I'm sure India is probably part of this too, is where they don't really want to have much to do with, especially something tragic, but even just like a typical death, they normally burn the clothes and they like get rid of
they
things.
They don't go to that room.
So those spirits don't attach themselves.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think they're keen on checking it out, keeping it in the family. They're just going to let it go.
Because I am an expert.
Yeah, not worth it.
Yeah, it's not, I don't blame them. And what about the rest of the family killed in a car accident? Like, that's something. Yeah. It's
weird. Yeah.
That all correlates. Well, who knows?
Beautiful house.
House.
I love how you've decorated.
You know what? Well, right. You can get it. Cobwebs. You can get it for a steal. It's really not the asking price isn't much.
Yeah, they would love for you to take it over.
They'll give it away.
Yeah. Free thorny.
Do you want a tour? No, you can own it. You can own this beautiful place.
You can own
palatial
it.
Palatial mansion.
Just look out for the windows crashing in on
it's
you.
It's a fixer upper.
What was it? You said chairs thrown around? No. What did you say? Windows?
I think just random things thrown.
Just the random things, yeah. Okay. They have to disclose that.
Yeah.
Is it haunted?
Yes, comes it's with haunted. A okay. Comes with a helmet.
I could live.
Comes with a helmet and bodysuit of armor. Well, I liked it. You guys, anything else on the DeMello house in
No,
India?
But I agree, and it's going on the list. I don't have our regular table, but I can write under this one.
Okay. Well,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you etch those in the wooden table?
I do. Okay. But this is
and you notice the gum too.
Hard plastic
gum,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he does. That's
why. Why do I have this? I have this red string around my finger to remind me of something. I don't know what it is. Yeah. Add that to the list. Oh, that's
right. Well, Nate, what do you got for us, man?
It's time to mellow the yellow.
You're welcome.
And that's a wrap.
I set that up, baby.
You can't take no.
No credit.
Cut his mic.
Cut that.
His mic. Well,
start over.
Hey, we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our middle-aged mini number 96 and our discussion on the creepy DeMello house. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.